It's Tuesday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Sulzdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. Souls inclined to worrying have a real desire for perfection, but this desire causes in them a nervous tension and anxiety. Their desire is lacking in calm and serenity, in peace, draws them to turn in toward themselves and doubt the love of God for them. They have to develop confidence in God in order to dominate their apprehension and move forward at the pace of providence. A certain number of souls foster a desire for perfection that can be considered unhealthy insofar as it leads them to reject the real world for a world where they would supposedly serve God more perfectly. Faced with the monotony of their daily duty, they start dreaming of another state of life than that which they have definitively embraced, such as the state of marriage. May they remember that God wants to see them satisfying themselves in the state in which they are, and wants them to stop running after illusions. Still other souls have a good desire, but it never comes to anything concrete. It remains ineffective because it is only wishful thinking. These souls will, and do not will. They only will halfway, because the Absolute frightens them. They have a real desire to advance, but they would prefer that their progress happen at no cost to themselves. May they listen to the exhortation of the prophet Isaiah, "If you seek, seek." For a desire to be heard, it has to be persevering, and has to translate into concrete actions in our daily life. Let us today open our heart in such a way as to foster in ourselves a serene, realistic, and efficacious desire for perfection. Lord Jesus, help me to orient my will toward the good and to seek without fail the perfection of my state by humble and constant submission to thy will, starting with little things. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. In His great love and mercy, Jesus Christ has given us all the other sacraments as well as baptism. This long chain of spiritual favors links the stages of our progress from the cradle to the grave, sustaining and sanctifying us on the way. Although His goodness is infinite, God could not do any more for us. He has endowed us through the sacrament of baptism with supernatural life. He has given us the light and strength of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. He has granted us forgiveness in the sacrament of penance, power over His real and His mystical body in the sacrament of holy orders, and a reflection of divine love in the sacrament of matrimony. At the close of our lives, He will heal the scars of sin and comfort our weary hearts by means of extreme unction. But He has bestowed on us a gift infinitely greater than all these, for He has given us Himself in the Blessed Eucharist. How can we remain cold and indifferent in the presence of so much goodness and generosity? We have all the means necessary for salvation. It will be disastrous for us if we fail to cherish them, and if we neglect to repay such great love with all the love of our poor hearts, and with a determined effort to be good and holy.